Yes, I'm one of the people that he voices, and it doesn't bother me at all.
Oh, you had to get that shot in, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't care either.
Yeah, I'm Robin Leonard. I don't care.
No, in other words, I'm the only one who it bothers. Is that it?
It would appear, Margaret, yes.
It would appear, Margaret. You know something?
Margaret, your voice just cracked. You went, you know?
Yes, because I spent the morning singing. I am going to be appearing this weekend. Can we turn the crap down, please? I love that. What's the name of that group?
Come on, Margaret, quit pretending.
Like what?
Like you like the music.
Thank you very much, Mumbles.
Come on, Margaret, what? You spent the weekend doing what?
I said I spent the morning practicing. I'm going to be a part of the Ladies' Chorale, and that is a singing group.
I mean chorale. Like in a barnyard?
You know, you...
Hey, wait.
See, he did that on purpose.
Come on, break it up, will you? You said chorale. What do you think the kid's going to think?
Chorale, bud, as in C-H-O-R-A-L-E. It is a group of singing, of people that sing, I think. I don't know.
Well, I mean, what does that mean?
I said I don't know.
Well, then how do you expect him to know?
Well, don't give me that barnyard stuff, bud, because I'll tell you something. Anything you say having to do with a barnyard while you're looking at me, you stand this close to the eternal.
I got to applaud that.
Not really.
That still sounds kind of good.
Thank you. Now...
Oh, so what is this?
What's what?
What, this spending the morning?
Yes, I was practicing singing with Jane Devon. Not only with Jane Devon, but also her sister, Mary, and we had Jennifer and Suzanne Hudson were there. And this is our women's choral. So we sang different songs. We're going to be appearing at Frank's Club. What's with all of the curiosity?
Margaret, you brought the whole thing up while we were trying to introduce the show.
I brought up the fact... Yeah, but you guys are sort of zeroing in on me.
No, I'm just trying to find out what it is.
What it is...
No, we know what it is. It's a group of... You've told us that it's... Women sing. What songs are you going to do?
Yeah, give us a sample.
Give you a sample. Well, there's one that we are going to be doing, by the way, Jimmy Webb. We're very much into Jimmy Webb. This time we almost made it to the moon, didn't we, girl? This time we do. Don't look at me like that, bud. I'm this close to coming.
Hey, wait.
I don't even know what the song is.
It's called Didn't We.
I don't know. Did you?
Come on.
See, you know, let me get up and take it. I'm not leaving. I just need to walk it off.
Now, Margaret, you let that kid get to you, huh?
Ooh, yes, I do, I suppose.
All I was trying to say...
Bud, back off. Back off. Just, you know...
Yeah, bud, just back up. Just back up 3 steps.
What is this anyway?
Come on.
The song... No, I don't know, Phil. That's one of them. And the other song I'm going to do... Where's the playground, Susie? Do.
You got me slapping your fingers like that?
Hey, come on.
Just... No, I'm not.
But, you know, I'm telling you...
I'm asking a question.
I don't understand why you're getting so upset.
Because you know as well as I do when he says... He's looking for an opening so he can stick it in and...
Oh, my God. Well, I mean...
You're looking for an opening, bud, so you can shove it in after you've heated it over an even flame. Oh, now Phil's laughing. Well,
all right, so you're going to be singing.
We're going to be singing this weekend at the old ladies. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's the old folks' home, right?
Well, I would think I would have a little bit more respect. It's not called the old folks' home. It's called...
You call it the old lady.
I called it the what?
You said the old lady. Sent the old lady home.
It's a place where these old ladies live, you know.
Well, then, Margaret, that's not much more respectful than old folks' home.
What do you want from me, Phil? It's a place. They have us come around on the weekends. They get an ice cream social. We come in. We sing a couple of songs. Big deal. My God. What I put up with. Can you get my husband, please?
Yeah.
Margaret.
No, I want Frank. What was so funny?
I don't know. I just thought it was very funny. I'm sorry about that.
Is he there?
Yeah, honest, Greg. Yeah.
Yeah.
Darling, Phil Hendry is laughing at me, and...
All right, I can't be bothered right now. I've got some...
Did he hang up on me?
Yes, he did.
I thought they're not supposed to hang up.
Guests, but I didn't know he was going to be, you know, that you were going to call whatever happened there.
Frank, if you're listening, and I know you usually run to your little iPod and then turn it up to see what I'm saying, we'll talk about this when I get home.
Well, what are you calling Frank for anyway?
Now, you know, this is a very interesting thing with you, Margaret. Every single show involves some problem that you're having.
I'm having the problem because must I suffer the correction of the staff in front of the listeners?
Margaret, you first of all, you say you're going to sing a song.
Phil.
Now, wait. First of all, you tell us about the corral. Okay, great. So Bud goes, what do you mean by corral? Like a horse corral? You take that personally.
He was looking at me like it was riders up.
Well.
Now, hey. So,
what do you mean, riders up?
You know what I mean.
So then you sing the song, you get upset because nobody recognizes the song, and then you get upset because you're asking you, well, where are you going to sing? And you go, well, it's at some old lady's place, and,
I mean, it's some old lady's place. It's at a home where they store these old, not store, but they...
Yeah, it's an old folks' home.
Would you have more respect, please?
See, that's what we mean. If he's not having, respect...
What? What are you... But, Robert, do you see the look on Phil's face?
Yeah, your face is kind of red, Miss Emily. I'm trying to figure out what you're saying. So are you going to be singing at an old lady's house?
What old lady?
I mean where they store old... Not where they store old ladies.
Where the old people live. You know?
What do you mean by the old... The song that I know is my old Kentucky home.
Where are you going to be singing this weekend?
Oh, my God.
It's great. That's what I'm trying to find out.
It's going to be at the senior center in whatever the hell...
Yeah, you don't know the town.
I wouldn't know the town if you could spit from one city limit to the next.
I'll get used to the neck.
All right.
What do you mean to the neck?
That's what you did. You're All right, folks, so welcome to our program. Today we have, we're going to be discussing a couple things. Little 12-year-old girl threw up on Paula Abdul. You see that?
Yeah, I did see that, Mr. Henry. We did have, and our correspondent, Steve Bozell, who's the father of a 14-year-old girl that did throw up. He's gonna be talking about it.
Steve Bozell has a daughter that threw up when?
And she's thrown up.
So he has experience with a girl that's thrown up?
Yes.
All right, well, you know.
Good job.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we don't necessarily have to have a guy who's had experience with a 14-year-old. Did she throw up on her dad?
No.
Well, then,
Who gives a hot holy JC and a half? Just go ahead. What else?
What else? We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. What we have to do first and foremost is the traffic.
Phil Henry Show traffic.
And Bob Bacon.
All right, Phil, right now they have some freeway. We got a 3-pound bounty down there. 2-pound tree. There's about 3 pounds and 15 of the trench swinging meat down there. You can slide down. You got dead red. Anyway, I'll be 3 miles up. I'll swing that thing out, 3 miles in, bring it on down. We'll drop it up. Yeah, 9 pounds. Let's go over to Sky Boy.
And I found a good one on the west side of the road. It's the freeway's a little bit slow right now. I'm holding in my tunnel. I'm stopping up at McDonald's. Gonna get myself a cheeseburger. All right. I'll get away with it. I'm getting my cheeseburger, quarter pound cheese. That was okay, baby.
Hey, look at that, Betty Boop. Can I get fries with that?
50 years ago, a family came to this town and said, we're going to make the greatest place to buy eggs you've ever seen in your life. And they set up a shed, and they got the cows and the chickens, they put them all together, and they said, this is where we'll make our stand, selling eggs. Well, as long as they had cows, they went ahead and milked them, and they had milk. And then they finally decided, hey, how about some bacon? Found some pigs, and you know the rest. That's Wurzlinger Hoffenstoffen's drive-through dairy and pharmacy. Now you can get your eggs, your milk, your cheeses, everything that you need by driving through. You think you've seen that idea before, but where have you also been able to stop off and pick up your antidepressants? Because, friend, after you eat all of those cheeses and milks, all those gravies, all of those thick creams, and your blood sugar begins to plummet because you're working your adrenals overtime, you will get depressed and you will need those antidepressants. Hoffenstoffen Ziegler's drive-through dairy. Hoffenstoffen Ziegler's in San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, San Diego, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Santa Barbara. Hoffenstoffen Ziegler's dairies. Bill Wadsworth is clearing off his property after a very high wind came through and just about blew everything down. Was it a weather system? No, it was his mother-in-law. Now, ordinarily, he'd kill any man that made a joke like that because Bill just doesn't have a sense of humor. In fact, the last 5 insurance guys that came through here, he fed them into that wood chipper. But me? I come from Hard House Insurance. Hardhouse Insurance is a place that insures your home for up to, well, say, up to a certain amount. We don't want to tell you how much because it would give away the surprise, wouldn't it? And when it comes to insurance, maybe you do like surprises. Hardhouse Insurance, you go ahead and clean this property off and get all those wood chips in there and we'll do the rest.
What's that?
Not sure yet. Hardhouse Insurance. For your family, your home, your kids, your car, and your roller skate. Hardhouse Insurance.
Look at the green man.
It's Hardhouse Insurance. Hardhouse Insurance, Bleffingale, New York. Welcome back, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What is this?
This is... Bud, who is this?
It's Missy Elliott.
Oh, God, Missy Elliott. Isn't she just... She's adorable.
All right, welcome back here, world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. So, I was not exactly sure who we were going to go with. We got Bobby Dooley on the phone, I know.
Bobby Dooley is going to be talking with her husband, Steve. This story is incredible. We have Steve, who's going to be on with Bobby Dooley, I should say. It's a really incredible story, and it's one that I, frankly, I wouldn't believe it if I didn't see it with my own two baby blues. And this is Bobby Brown. You know who that is, right?
Bobby Brown, the singer.
Yes, Bobby Brown, the singer, had claims he had sex with a ghost.
Jesus H.
Now, wait a minute. Bobby, who knows whether Bobby's kidding or not? He was interviewed by Robin Smith over there on ABC. But Bobby Brown claims, and it's in his new book, he was promoting this book called Every Little Step. And I'm sure you remember this. Every little step I take, I'll be crawling. Whatever the lyrics are.
Every little step I take, I'll be near you. Yeah, that's where he is. Yeah.
All right, that's fine. Good for you. Good that you guys remember that. Anyway... Bobby Brown claimed to have had sex with a ghost.
Now, wait, this Brown. Let me just ask a question here.
Hold on for a minute. Bobby Dooley's with us. Bobby, how are you?
I'm good. And the general wants some background. It was a home that he built, or a home he purchased in Georgia.
Yes. Yeah, it was a home that he said it was a big mansion that he purchased in Georgia. And he woke up, and he was being taken by a ghost.
Yes.
Is that right? Well, that's just frightening.
All right, come on, General.
General, excuse me, Phil. Would you ask him to leave?
General, I don't think anyone... You'd appreciate anyone mocking you if you'd been...
Well, let me ask you a question. How did this ghost have... Was he raped or was he...
I don't know, Bobby.
He was assaulted. It was not a willing... He was not willingly...
Was it a male or female?
How dare you? Bobby Brown is one of our great singers.
All right, let's not get too much into the Bobby Brown love, if you don't mind. All right?
What's with you? Are you a racist?
No, sir.
A racist? Bobby Brown is a violent and very suspect individual, if you want my honest opinion. And I'm sorry he's gone through what he's gone through, but I think he's a very suspect personality. Excuse me.
Well, I mean, Bobby Brown's done some good songs.
Yeah, what about Every Little Step You Take, I'll Be...
Yeah, that's fine. So, tell me, where are we with this story?
Well, let me pick up here, General, because you're confusing the issue with your questioning.
Like, you know, if somebody says to me they had sex with a ghost, I'm going to have some questions, you know?
Yeah, I understand, General, that's good. But Bobby Brown, I mean, would he lie?
Yeah, he would.
God damn.
You know, Phil, you really are suspicious of people.
Phil, Bobby Brown, you know, you may be a little old, but that was my teen years. And I loved Every Little Step. I loved the theme from Ghostbusters. I loved New Edition. You know, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I know. That's wonderful. So, Bobby Brown claims that he had sex with a ghost. Now, what does this have to do with your husband, Steve?
Steve is here. Steve, come on.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, the same thing I have to report. And I would say it happened to me.
You know what? I knew you were going to say that, Dooley.
Well, now you heard me say it.
My husband was mounted, and...
It's very difficult for me to say, but I got mounted.
You got mounted by a ghost, huh?
What a...
Are you laughing at him?
I didn't do a thing.
Yes, he was laughing. I saw his face.
That's what I thought. If I could hang up, Mr. Henry...
You wanted on this program today. You suggested this, and so we're talking to you. Let me talk to Steve, please.
Steve, where are you?
Over here.
Get over here.
What is... Look... I'm not going to laugh. I've just got to ask you a question. Steve, first of all, I don't know what happened to Bobby Brown. Do you know whether he was mounted, that it was not his will?
I think that Bobby Brown got mounted against his will. And it was by I think it was a female ghost. And I would be honest with you, if I was mounted against my will by a male, but I was also mounted against my will by the female.
All right, now I asked Steve very, very carefully about this.
Steve, so you've talked to Steve about this?
Yes.
All right, and Steve, you talked to your... Did you volunteer this information?
I did. I did. Yes, indeed, I did.
You did? So you woke up and you said, oh, my God, I've just been, taken violently and against my will by a female ghost.
Yes, I did.
What a load of horse.
All right, now,
Excuse me, General. If my husband says it happened to him...
I swear to God. I swear to Almighty God.
Now, I smelled perfume on him.
You smelled perfume?
Yes, I did, and that was further proof that he'd been, Steve, as you said.
Yeah, she climbed on me. I had no choice.
Is that right? How do you know that perfume wasn't from a real woman?
Did you hear what he said?
No.
He said, how do I know that perfume wasn't from a real woman? If I suspected that perfume was from a real woman... There wouldn't be much left of Steve right now. There might be, a shirt and one shoe. The body, forget it.
You wouldn't really?
Yes, I would, Steve. If I suspect, you're not telling me that...
No, I swear to God, I got mounted.
You know, it sounds to me like the kind of story some guy would tell if it just so happened that he was with a woman that wasn't his wife, and when she smells the perfume, he said, oh, I got mounted by a ghost. Jesus.
Yeah, it sounds like... Pretty dumb story.
Steve, just tell us, were you with another woman?
No, I was not, I swear. I swear it.
Because if I ever suspected...
I swear to God.
Well, there's only one other way that he might have gotten that perfume on him, and that is he got up in the middle of the night, was sleepwalking, and applied the perfume. This is something that I've read about, Dr. Farnsworth. Do you know his work, Phil?
No, I don't.
Well, I'm actually making the name up. I don't know him either.
Well, then what is the point of this?
Because I read it in a Cosmopolitan that a man was sleepwalking one night, put perfume on, and one of his wife's, negligees, a camisole, and flounced about the house. I don't know.
I can assure you, oh, man.
My husband is all man. All right.
All right, well, he got the perfume on him. Either some real live living woman did this, or he got up in the middle of the night and splashed it on him.
Oh, there's a third option, and he was mounted by the ghost.
I swear to God it was a ghost. And there are many stories of a ghost leaving its spell,
Dude, get a ghost fart and you can smell it.
Kick your ass.
Come on.
This is a very serious question.
You know, I don't appreciate... And I was warned by Steve not to come on your program, Mr. Henry. I should have gone on McKen and the John show. They would treat this much more seriously.
You think so? I don't think anybody'd treat this seriously. You got a husband here who claims, after the story about Bobby Brown broke...
No, I swear to God I was going to mention something before it. Before it, I swear.
Oh, you were, huh? It just so happens the story broke, but you were going to say something.
I swear to God. Okay, what more could I... I swear to God. That's important to me.
Really? Or do you go to church?
No. But you don't have to go to church to be swearing to God.
No, we are not... we're not whited sepulchers around here. Okay? Okay, okay.
Well, Bobby, no one's saying that. But,
I believe I was talking to Mr. Hendry, not you.
Margaret's carrying the segment. She's helping us carry the segment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. Read it and weep.
When do I get to do one?
When you're a part of... Ms. Dooley, I'm trying to find out from your husband...
Mr. Underwood, all I know is I woke up...
Let me do it. I'll do it. Steve woke up screaming, all right? I'll go ahead and say it. He woke up...
Let me do it. I woke up screaming. And all right, you're right. I had on Bobby's underwear. But that's because...
Hey, I told you!
Wait a minute. That's because I was cold and I needed a cut. The only thing handy, I said, I'm freezing. I can't get out of bed because the heating wasn't working. She said, well, there's a pair of my underwear laying where you threw them. And I said, you're right. And I got up and I went across the room to them and I put them on. And
uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Henry, if you're going to...
Yeah, that's a ridiculous story.
You're trying to tell me because you got cold.
What does that mean? You there's a pair of underwear laying where you threw them.
Because when Steve removed...
When Steve took them off, he tossed them, huh?
He wadded them up and fired them at a waste paper basket because it's a little bit of foreplay that we do.
Yeah, I pretend like I'm... I say Sandy Koufax is in town. Here comes the high, hard heat.
Right. Now,
All right, so he wadded them up. He put on the underwear. All right, all of that aside, why do you still insist it was a ghost?
Because I woke up and I saw the ghost sitting there on me going, yeah, you know, wiggling her hips. I mean, come on. Do I got to explain it to you? Get a load of this. I'm talking to a guy over here.
There's only me here, Steve. There's no one else.
Oh.
Okay, so you saw the ghost sitting on you and doing her thing.
Yeah, and throwing her hair back and you know, had one hand on my chest and the other behind her, and she, you know...
All right, Steve, for God's sake.
Honey, it was a ghost. Nothing more.
Bozell, excuse me, what is your name?
My name's Bozell.
Oh, come on. You just insulted my husband.
Hey, well, I want to ask him something.
No, I don't... Do you want to talk to him?
No.
Tell him to get back on the phone, please.
Mr. Andrew wants you back.
Okay.
I'm sorry I called you, Mr. Bozell. We have him as a guest later. Mr. Dooley, so the ghost had sex with you, and then what? Did you feel violated?
Yes, I did.
Did you call the police?
Call the police, got a ghost!
Now!
Shut your hole.
Did you call the police?
And what am I going to say? I got mounted by a ghost? The police would laugh me out of the city.
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo is right.
All right.
Phil, I've heard of people like you. If we'd got on George Norrie, he would treat it very seriously. If we'd got on Alex Bone, or Alex Clone, or Clones, or whatever.
Alex Jones.
If we'd gone on Alex Jones. But no, we had to come on your program.
Bobby, dear, we are very skeptical around here.
Don't call me dear. Please don't.
Yeah, you made a mockery out of me.
I believe that your husband was with either another woman, or he did apply perfume to himself in his sleep, put on your underwear, put on your negligee, and paraded around the room. And when he woke up and you saw him like that, he told you some story about a ghost mounting him.
Okay, if a ghost mounted him, why was he wearing a negligee?
Maybe. What did you tell her, Steve?
Because the ghost put it on me. Oh, shoot, I blew it.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we thought you'd say.
The ghost put on one of my negligees on you?
The ghost had your... I told you, the ghost is able to materialize...
All right, Steve, well, good luck with that, and,
Let me ask you a question, honey. I know we used to play act with you in my high heels, and I called you Stavenia, right?
What a dick.
You call a woman a dick? You...
Okay, what happened there?
Don't worry about it. She does it all the time.
Sounds to me like she was laying some wood on him, if you know what I mean.
Not really.
Yeah, me neither.
Is that right? Well, okay, I'll explain the facts of life to you guys. We get out of here.
All right, so we've got coming up later here in the program, folks, Dean Wheeler, who is so involved in the current election campaign that his resort and the spa, the Wheeler Bazaar, Spa and Resort, what did I say?
The Wheeler Bazaar.
Yeah, that's the Wheeler Resort. It's the Wheeler Spa and Resort. God.
Yeah, that's it.
The Wheeler Spa and Resort is going to hell in a handcart because Dean is paying too much attention to the election season. We'll be back with more here. World famous Phil Henry Show, PhilHenryShow.com. God help you, Steve. I don't know, Steve Dooley, that is.
Yeah, and later on, we do have Steve Bozell. Bucky Beaver here. I'm the Bucky Beaver, the one with the Bucky Beaver invitation. Kids, I'm Bucky Beaver. Are you brushing your teeth? If you're Bucky Beaver, you gotta brush your teeth. You got two big teeth. And the Bucky Beaver of Tuesdays, did you get it?
You wanna sound like an ass like that? Go ahead. Go ahead and not visit the orthodontist and get those braces that you've needed. Because you're gonna sound like Buck Beave within the fortnight. Now, you may sound cute, and you can sell maybe, I don't know, toothpastes, anything having to do with teeth, but you'll walk around with the big overbite looking for all the world like something that ought to be gnawing a tree in half. You don't need that. You don't want it. Dr. Pellegrin Orthodontist. He'll put the braces on you. You'll have the side panel. You'll have the wiring. You'll look good, man. Just don't go out in a lightning storm because, as you know, all that metal on your head is going to attract probably a lightning strike. But other than that, you're completely safe. Yes, it's Dr. Pellegrin's Orthodontry or Orthodontics. You can pronounce it any way you want. Dr. Pellegrin's Orthodontics. Now in 5 easy-to-find locations. Just get a map, give us a call, then we'll tell you where to go from there.
I'm Bucky Beaver. I'm Bucky.
Yeah. We wish you had braces too, Buck.
Well, now, after countless requests, we're going to be bringing back that big fan favorite, the promo for the month of June, and that is our free personalized voice messages from Phil Henry, done as the character of your choice. If you sign up for an annual backstage pass, you'll receive a free personalized voice message from Phil Henry as the character of your choice. And I'm imagining there's going to be an awful lot of...
Probably a lot of requests for you, Margaret.
Isn't that wonderful? I don't exist. I'm...
Margaret, why don't you give it a rest, okay? You exist insofar as, well, yeah, you exist, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot. I exist. I would hope that some of you would request my voice so that I exist in something beyond this.
All right, so it is our June promotion, folks, and it's our most popular. Due to our time constraints, though, we're only going to be offering this to the first 250 people who sign up for an annual Backstage Pass. So hurry up and join the Backstage Pass family before it's too late.
Now, you can have a message, if it was done by me, for instance, it would be, hello, this is Margaret. This is one that I did last month, I think.
Yeah, do the one for that guy, Wendell.
Oh, yes. This is Margaret Gray. Wendell isn't here right now because all of his friends have been ignoring him, so he decided to go bowling by himself. If you'd like to go bowling with Wendell, meet him there at the Sotheby Lanes. But until then, leave a message or don't, as the case may be. I don't care and neither does Wendell. And then I say, I'm Margaret Gray.
What are you crying for?
Nothing. It's very...
Oh, it offends your dignity.
A little bit, yes.
All right, Margaret, just trust me. You're going to have a good life so long as I'm controlling it.
Oh, goody.
That's the Phil Henry Show June promo. Our free personalized voice messages for all of you guys who sign up for a one-year backstage pass, but we're cutting it off the first 250. So sign up before it's too late.
Whee!
The world famous Phil Henry Show to El Pacifico in Southern California. Yay!
Now, Dean Wheeler, you know, ladies and gentlemen, is the head of the Wheeler Resort up there. And this has been a hell of a campaign, a political season, is it, Dean?
Oh, you bet, General. It's quite remarkable.
Well, I don't want to ask you. Well, I guess I could well imagine. You're Bernie, not a Bernie Sanders guy, huh?
Well, yes, I'm a Bernie. Why would you say, why do you assume that?
Well, I'm going to have to assume that you share a lot of Mr. Sanders' beliefs because you're, you know, the holistic deal, and I don't know, you're laying around doing yoga and that kind of thing.
Well, that doesn't mean you're a Sanders fan.
I think that the general is drawing a conclusion that is probably logical, but it doesn't necessarily mean that.
Okay, Phil, what is this? What's my line? You know, you got close. Two down and three to go. Here's Arlene Francis.
Well...
Okay, thank you very much, General, for that.
No, but the General's right. I am a Bernie Sanders fan, and very much a devoted Bernie Sanders fan, to the point where I really am disappointed that they have heaped all the superdelegates. See, here I go again. I'm talking about it. And I wish and pray to God that I'd never heard the name.
Well, what is going on, Dean? Because there's something much, much greater than this.
Yes, the fact that I've been so involved in this. I got Emerald going out on tour, and she's being shepherded by Brass Nixon. You know who that guy is.
What do you mean, shepherded?
I mean she's out on tour, and he's the guy that's the road manager.
You're not with her?
No, because I've been reading the politics and everything. And
wait a minute. Your wife is out on the road with Brass Nixon. That guy is the biggest horn dog. Oh, man.
Yeah, and I don't even care either. That's the part that bothers me.
Man, you still good old Brass Nixon.
Well, I did. And I'm here, and I'm looking at the TV every day, looking at how Bernie Sanders took it right up the piggy with a... And there's that... look at that. There's that traveling squirrel. I gotta get my... Amaldo. Get Amaldo. My gardener's here.
Just ignore the traveling squirrel just once, okay?
All right. There he is. I'm just pointing him out to my gardener. There he is, the traveling squirrel. See him?
No, but, I didn't bring that in.
Squirrel killer. You don't have to bring squirrel killer. Go up and kill it. I would think any man that sees a squirrel with a briefcase, that's reason enough to strangle it.
That is not a bad point.
Okay, you just back here with us?
Okay, but anyway, so as a result of me being so involved in this and worried about Bernie Sanders getting, you know, taking it right up the giggy with the wah-wah brush, okay, General, you've heard that one.
Yes, yes.
All right, well... we've just let everything go to hell in a handcart around here. This is the Wheeler Resort. We have beautiful cabins and cottages, and I walked over...
Well, Dean, first of all, This is something that is entirely in your control.
I understand that.
So whatever has gone wrong or whatever needs taking care of, you can certainly begin to take care of things, but how did this happen? I understand that you're saying it's because you were so fascinated with the politics. But weren't there guests there that were complaining?
No, the guests that we have here, a lot of them just hole up in their cabins. And the first thing that I noticed is I'd walk by our spa. We have a grotto spa. It's not like the Playboy Mansion grotto, but we have a small spa area that is surrounded by palm trees, and a thermal mineral waters go into it. But I took a whiff one day. I was walking by, and I was feeling depressed. I said, I'll just take a nice deep breath here of the beautiful spring and the beautiful thermal air. And I went, you know, and I took a sniff, and I thought I was going to pass out. It reeked. It was the worst reekage. It was a foul stink. And I got very depressed, and I went back to my cabin, which is where I stay during the season, and I just put my elbows on my knees and went, oh, my God, what have I done?
So did you have, customers?
Yeah, what do you mean customers? Are you talking, did we have guests?
Yes, guests. Did you have those?
Yes, we had guests, and that's what happened. The rutabaga, the Mr. and Miss Rutabaga had come up here from Santa Cruz. They went to get in the spa, and he said he shouted it out, and I really resent him. He said, it smells as if someone took a blankety-blank in here. I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. We looked. We saw just a white robe flowing behind him as he ran to his car. She stayed, but said, you need to drain the spa and get something to get the stink out, and I'll hang out.
So he left.
Why did he leave?
He had to get back to work.
But he made sure he embarrassed you. Boy, I'd chase a guy like that down.
Well, yeah, but you guys got a reason if the thing stinks to high heaven.
This guy said it stinks to high heaven and then ran to his car.
He said, oh, my God, and ran. The other thing that we have wrong is they... hold on for a minute. God damn that squirrel. I don't care if you kill it. The other thing that went wrong is the pool, our swimming pool, and we have an Olympic-sized pool. It's a bird toilet. Oh, man, that pisses me off.
Talk about a bird toilet.
Are you saying that the birds have defecated in the pool?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's green. The entire swimming pool looks like a... And I was talking to Bobby Unger, who's our pool guy. I said, the birds have turned this thing into a toilet. What do you got for me? And he said, it's going to take me, a couple days to purify it. And I said, all right, we'll get to it. He said, well, I got five other jobs. I said, look, I'm running a hotel here. And he said, all right, it'll cost you extra. I said, how much? And he quoted me a price. And I said, God damn, you are a grave robbing two-bit. And I made the mistake of using an anti-Semitic term. And Bobby is Jewish. And so he quit. He left. And he wouldn't come back.
Why would you do something like that?
Oh, my God.
Because he... I said, how much is it going to cost me? And he laid the price on me. And I said, well, you dirty blood-sucking... And I...
You know something, Wheeler? I hope you go out of business.
Yeah, that's the worst thing.
Oh, well, thanks a lot for that.
I didn't know that you were anti-Semitic.
I am not anti-Semitic. I'm one of the most egalitarian men you'll ever... I was under a lot of stress.
Yeah. Everybody's under a lot of stress. Everybody is saying all this stuff, and they don't mean it. Jay, or whatever your name is...
My name is Dean Wheeler.
Dean. I will tell you this, the cleaning of that pool probably is not going to take all that much. You're going to have to get somebody. I think maybe that guy was giving you a bad price.
Oh, okay. So I was right in calling him the name.
No, you absolutely were not. Even if the man is overcharging you, all kinds of people do that.
All you got to do is get the, maybe drain the pool, maybe have the, get an acid bath on that thing, and you'll be ready in a couple of days.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's great, Mr. Would you like to come up here and do that?
No, you can get a pool company to do that. Any pool company, any pool cleaning service will do that.
Now, about this grotto, what do we call it?
It's our spa. It's our spiritual spa. This is where everyone goes to meditate. They go post-yoga. They go there to, after eating, they'll go there to get the digestive tract going. And in fact, God forgive me for thinking this, but at first I thought, did someone actually defecate?
Oh, my God. Jesus!
Well, I thought,
Look, if you got people like that, you got bigger problems than your spa not working.
Well, the spa works fine. But it turned out, no, that wasn't it. but it was as if you were stepping right into a septic tank. That's what the spa was. And
so you're blaming this political season on all of that, is that it?
Well, my God, it's so fascinating and everything.
Steve, you got to get a grip. And
my name is Dean Wheeler.
Dean, you got to get a grip.
We were just talking to Steve Dooley.
And I don't care if you were just talking to
Pope Leo.
Oh, hold on. There it is. See it? Get it. Shoot it. Kill it. Kill it. Now.
Wait a minute. I had a misfire.
1, 2, 3. Now. Give me that gun. 1, 2. Not even loaded.
Right.
I gotta go, Phil.
I will tell you this. That squirrel, you should just leave alone. Get your place cleaned up and don't read the newspaper or listen to any news.
It's a political season that has me angry. Bernie Sanders got...
Look, what is more important, Bernie Sanders getting the nomination or you operating a hotel where people can step into a spa and not think they're walking and sitting in someone's toilet?
Walking and sitting, and so, man.
That's right.
Well, I guess...
Your hotel?
Well,
Don't tell me you have to think about that.
Yeah, it would be the hotel.
And by the way, if I were you, I would hand that off to somebody and get out on the road and find Emeralda.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
No, tell them with Brass Nixon.
Yeah, Brass Nixon probably tagged her by now.
Hey, yeah. How dare you?
Thanks a lot for that, Dick, but I'm going to remember that.
Hey, do me a favor, will you, Dean?
What?
Remember that.
Jeez.
All right, Dean, thank you very much. Good luck to you. Phil Hendry Show, Dean Wheeler, and the political season has got that cat's head so turned around, man, he don't know. He don't know whether to flip or fall in it. That dude he's got troubles right here in River City.
Dean Wheeler.
Up there at the Wheeler Resort. Steve Bozell is going to join us, talking with us about Paula Abdul, and there's a show on it. It's called something like So You Think You Can Dance Professionally. What, you guys know what it is?
Yes, it's called So You Think You Can Dance, but this is a little 13 or 14-year-old girl who wound up, wound up throwing up on Paula Abdul.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. Be right back. Hey, yeah.
This is the year for you to make inroads with your car. Inroads with Barbaline Oil. Inroads with Barbaline Oil, the best oil that money can buy. It's ground down and made into a viscous fluid that engineers and sweetens every aspect of your engine. Put Barbaline into your engine and you will never, ever again, ever worry about anything ever again. Most of our worries come from cars. Can you imagine how wonderful it'll be knowing you have Barbaline just percolating throughout the engine block, percolating underneath your seat, even getting on you? You'll feel good. You'll feel comfortable. You'll want to take your clothes off and say, I don't need a suit. I need Barbaline. Barbaline oil, made from the very finest that money can buy. Deep-rooted petroleums, fossil fuels. Barbaline oil, from the sands of time to you. Barbaline oil. It greases, then redoes and redoubts. Redo it with Barbaline.
Hello, this is Heidi Swenson, star of The Appleton Twins and It Walked Like Bob. I love a moisturizer. I just love to put a moisturizer on at night, leave it there, and in the morning my skin is soft and beautiful. And that's what you get with Swizzletine. Swizzletine is something that you coat on, starting with your nose and in a striped area right down the middle of your face, as if you're dividing your skin in half. You go right straight down the middle of your chest, right down to your you-know-what, and you end there, because there shouldn't be anything else. If you're a man, there's an extra, well, for most of you guys, 2 inches.
Swizzletine. This is a beautiful product.
It softens, lightens, and sweetens. Take it from me.
Whatever her name was.
Use Swizzletine. I don't.
Swizzletine. Available at your pharmacy.
Ease it back a little bit.
Swizzletine, available at your pharmacy.
More.
Swizzletine, available at your pharmacy.
More.
Swizzletine, available at your pharmacy.
More.
I mean, more. Swizzletine, available at your pharmacy.
More.
Swizzletine, available at your pharmacy.
And more. And more.
Swizzletine, available at your pharmacy.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and use that one.
Famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.
Well, that was a very, very lovely and a very, very lovely exhibition of singing there. What was that?
Oh,
it's, well, now it's So Hard to Breathe, B.O.B.
It was what?
So Hard to Breathe.
Called So Hard to Breathe, like it is in this place every morning.
And what does that mean?
Nothing. It has nothing to do with you. It's Bud's breath.
I can't help it.
Bud, what did I tell you, man? Chew some gum or something, man.
Yeah, Bud breath only general smells.
That's right, because I'm right next to... Ah, yeah.
Hi, welcome back to the show, Phil Henry Show, and philhenryshow.com. Let's see what else we want to tell you about. Oh, yeah, don't forget first of all, get a year-long subscription to the Phil Henry Show website. Get in your request for a backstage, get in your request, I should say, for a voice message in the voice of the character that you'd like. Any one of the guys here, for instance, General Shaw or Bud Dickman or Robert Leonard or Margaret Gray.
See how he's using us?
Margaret, it's part of our job. That's what I get paid for.
That's the other thing. We get paid, but I'm not sure if that money's mine.
It's yours. So anyway, the story was what?
Well, the story, Robert, you have that.
Yeah, the story was this little girl was on this show, this dance show, So You Want to Be a Dancer. She's only 14 years old. And after she got done, she came back. She got, top scores.
Yeah, she got whatever the best score is that you can get.
Yeah, so?
So anyway, she got the best score you can get. And she was so excited, she ran over to Paula Abdul. And she realized, you should have seen it. She's all like, brr.
Yeah, she's all like, brr.
Yeah, so,
What is that?
That's, Steve Bozell's property, I think. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, that's Steve Bozell. Stringer, how you doing?
Good, Steve. You're outside?
Yeah, we are, because they're doing an airdrop here. They'll do once a year. They're going over here to Lake Dirty, and,
What is it called? Lake Dirty?
Lake Turdy, T-U-R-T-Y.
Lake Turdy?
Lake Turdy, man. Not Turdy, not Dirty. T-I-T-U. Hey, well, here he comes. Yeah. Good job. Thumbs up. L.A. County Fire, man, are good. They're doing a little water drop. They're moistening it.
Moistening. Yeah, what do you mean by that?
I mean, they're
They're moistening the property. They're wetting the property down.
Yes, sir. Trying to wet it down because we don't know what kind of a fire season we're going to have. It's Lake Turdy, T-U-R-T-Y.
Oh, okay.
All right, so, Steve, did you watch this show, So You Want a Dance show, whatever?
It's called So You Can Be, and the reason why I watch it is because I have a 14-year-old daughter, and she's interested in being a dancer someday, and I hope and pray that she can be. But I think that the child was done a disservice, because I was watching it with my daughter, April Jr., and April Jr. Pointed out to me, Daddy, they said that girl, hold on, ghost now. Yeah. Look at that. Okay, now they're doing it again. They're doing it again.
Don't tell me he had a problem the last time we talked to you with this.
Yeah, they're doing it again. They're hanging their rear end out.
They're BAing you.
Yeah, they're doing a BA.
That's L.A. County Fire.
No, these guys are not L.A. County Fire. These are the guys that I hired. I hired these guys once. I had L.A. County Fire 2 years ago, but these are the guys I hire right now. Boy, that pisses me off.
All right, well, Steve, either you're going to be paying attention to them or you're going to be talking to me.
No, I want to talk to you. So anyway, my daughter, April Jr., said, Daddy, they said that girl threw up on Paula Abdul.
Now, did you watch this?
We did watch it, yeah. And the little girl got excited because she won. She came over, hugged Paula Abdul, and then the poor little thing, she threw up. But the child did not throw up on Paula Abdul at no time, because we were looking at it, and it looked to me like my daughter told me, and so I go with what my daughter, my baba says.
Who's your baba?
I mean my daughter. Here comes again. Yep, he's hanging his bare ass out. How about that? I don't know what's so funny about that, Mr. Henry.
What are you laughing at?
I don't know. Why are we even talking to you, Steve, if you've got this problem?
Because I want parents to be aware of the fact that you can't let Paula Abdul and this TV show tell you what's going on. My daughter and I saw it. At first, it looked to me like the child had thrown up on Paula Abdul. And here's the thing. Paula Abdul, does that ring a bell?
What do you mean, does it ring a bell?
Does the name Paula Abdul, if you think of the name Paula Abdul, okay, what does it remind you of?
It does, what, does it sound Middle Eastern?
Bingo, it sounds like it's Muslim. All right, now the first thing she done is she blamed this child for puking on her jacket. I looked very carefully and I rewound the tape, and at no time did any throw up get on Paula Abdul. So,
So what's the point here?
Hold on for a minute. All right, get a picture of that, will you? Hey, April, honey, get a picture of that. That's the third BA. Get it? Did you get it? With your phone. Oh, go and get the phone.
Watch the language, please, and stay with us here.
Sorry. Yes, General. Paula Abdul was not throwed up on. There was no throw-up on her. Again, I say there was no throw-up.
All right, let's talk about this for a minute, Steve. What is the point, then? Why are you on our program? What are you complaining about?
What I'm complaining about is that Paula Abdul is blaming a child for something the child didn't do. Okay? Now, there's two of them. I'm looking at one, two, three. Three guys with their pants down. Are you seeing that, April? Get your phone. Oh, my God, I'm telling her to get her phone. Hey, Jim, go in and help her find the phone. So Paula Abdul, at no time was there throw up on her.
All right, and so therefore what?
So the point that I'm trying to make is what I think Donald Trump has been trying to say, and that is we've got Muslims.
Wait a second. Are you telling me because Paula Abdul has the last name Abdul, are we assuming she's... But do you know? Does anybody here know for a fact?
I do not.
Well, I think we can assume that.
No, no. There's probably a Middle Eastern name that ain't Muslim.
All right, let's say she is. So what?
So what? And she goes and blames this child for throwing up, and there's no throw-up on her?
Boy, what a great country we're in. We're talking about a child...
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 bare asses. Are you ready for that? Where's your phone? Honey, would you go in and get... I'm sorry, Mr. Aaron, but I'm dealing with a situation.
I'm dealing with a situation, too, and I'm going to hang up on you in about 5 seconds.
I'm sorry. All right, so Paula Abdul, at the end of this child's performance, she has no throw-up on her. She is...
Could you use the word vomit or something like that?
Yeah, talk about throw-up.
What do you call it?
Vomit.
Oh, God. Mr. Henry's going, vomit. I'm talking to a guy. Hey, Jim, I'm talking to a guy.
Hey, right here, Steve, okay?
Sorry, so... All right, I'm sorry. There was vomit. But that child did not vomit on Paula Abdul. She vomited on her own hand and vomited all over the front of her. And Paula Abdul, she didn't get no throwed up her. I mean, no vomit on her. And yet she's going, oh, she threw up on me. I think that's bad. I think it's wrong. I think it sends the wrong message from a Muslim.
You know, I've heard some real anti-Muslim statements and some real dumbass things. That is the...
Wait, hold on a minute. Hold on. You know, before you put me down, I got guys flying over my property sticking their bare rear ends right out. Look at that. Look at that, man. There's a moon out. Hey, Bob, there's a moon out. See him? Huh? So what? My daughter... Well, my daughter's not here right now.
All right, so your daughter isn't there right now, so you got some guys. Why don't you flag those? How long are they going to be dropping water?
I got them contracted for the next hour. There you go. Yeah, look at that. Hey, look. There's a moon out tonight. There's a moon out tonight. You see that? There's a moon out tonight.
Hey, Steve, why don't you stop while you're ahead, huh?
I'm just saying there's a moon out.
Yeah, we get it. In other words, somebody was BA-ing you.
You got that right. How'd you guess?
Oh, I don't know, man, because you've been talking about it nonstop here since you've been on the show. It sounds like it's the more important thing happening in your life, other than this, you know, child throwing up on herself and not Paula Abdul.
Well, that's the most important thing, to protect our children and to make sure that our children are protected. From, you know, some Muslim who's going to accuse them of putting throw up on them. And I,
The word is vomit, if you don't mind.
Why don't you use it? Oh, wait a second, there's a moon out tonight.
What do you mean?
Don't you hear that?
Oh, yeah, here it comes. There's another moon out. I know, they turned around. I don't know whether they're going to come over here.
Why don't you get those guys on the radio and just ground them?
What?
Have them land. Land them.
Can't you do that?
No, I contracted with them. I want a full 2 hours worth. I want it soaked over there. So.
And who are these guys? Every year you use these guys, and they're throwing their bare asses out the window.
Well, they drop their pants and stick it out the cargo door. Here they come. Here, please. There's a moon out. Yeah. Oh, shut up. Who'd you tell them to shut up? Hey, why don't you go help my wife find? Where's that? Did you get that camera? My wife hasn't taken one picture of the bare asses.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
I've got to explain that.
I got to explain it. Why you hung up?
You tell him I hung up on him because he wouldn't shut up about the bare asses and whatever else is wrong with his ass. Oh, my God. All right.
Well, you're not going to get a complaint from me. I'll tell you that right now.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray.